Yeah, I was delighted with him. As I said, last week was a massive blow for us. I thought we played really well for about 80% of the game, and we lost the game last week, and I thought that was the same thing this week again. I thought we dominated early on, we moved the ball really well, and that's a great credit to this group of boys, because I think the way they play when they're not winning games of football, you know, they've tried to do the right things. We make errors doing it. It causes it today again, you know, giving the penalty away for us in good possession, and we give it away, but shows the character of them. But as I said to you about one and ugly, I think we've got to give Robbie Thompson fantastic credit as well. I thought he was, we said we've got to defend from the front, and I thought he was brilliant when he came on in the second half, and I thought that was a big, big plus for us. He's been struggling with injuries. John Robertson getting out in the middle of the pitch for the first time this season. Jamie McDonald making the saves he's had to make, and Andy, typical Andy Graham performance, you know, and coming on in the game, and most guys would have wanted to go off at that period. So all in all, with the team, the performance, the result, I think it's something they've richly deserved.
First league win in five games, you know,
it
keeps you...
Yeah, as I said to you, there's a lot of draws in there, and some people win two games and end up getting 6 points, obviously, and we end up drawing four games, you get 4 points, so it's not enough to... As I said to you before, we like to play well and win, but I like to win ugly as well, you know, you've got to do that at times, and we've not done that often enough, but I thought you could see a desire not to concede today. You know, we knew it was a big, strong side who got excellent delivery. We've got a front four who work you really hard, and I thought we defended that ever so well. But I thought we moved the ball really well, you know, with guys playing in different positions for the first time this season, you know, and I think everyone in deserves great credit today.
What happened with your yellow card?
Well, it's the first I've had to come back to Scotland, but it doesn't surprise me. I thought some of the refereeing decisions were abysmal. How his excuse was at half time, about when he gave us the advantage, our players falling. He said you had two players supporting him. Yeah, but he tripped him up and he knocked the ball out of play. He said, but you had two players supporting him. I said, I don't care if he's got 10. The ball's not out of play. You know, it's a wrong decision. And I think too many decisions are wrong. I told you it's cost us before. It's cost us too many times this season. And I think some of the decisions are awful. I really do. And I'm quite surprised there's no more meetings up here with referees and managers or coaches, whatever you want to call it, to sort this problem out, because for 1 week, if you remember Inverness last week, or a couple of weeks ago, they get a free kick against us, and it was our free kick, but they turn it, the referee gave it to them, they turn it quickly, the linesman gave offside, brought it back, and gave them it again. It's impossible. So nobody knows the rules, and then they wonder why people get frustrated. So I think they need to take a long, hard look at themselves and tell us the rules, because I don't even think they know the rules. So 1 week, we think we know the rules. We don't know the rules. They don't know the rules. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get yellow cards, frustration, because it's their job, I know, but it's not their full-time job, and I understand that. And it's very, very difficult to be a referee. But at the end of the day, they put themselves in that position as we do as managers. But they've got to understand, they've got to get the rules right. It can't be once 1 week it's right and the next week it's wrong. And that's a frustration for me.
Was it just to clear up, it was just for dissent, something you said?
And then but Peter Grant's used to getting books in Scotland. It's been 23 years. You know, so I used to get them every week, so nothing new. No problem. Cheers. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.